Such a joker, that goddess.
I'll tell you. That's what the Bible study we're having this week.
Absolutely. Well, let's talk about your music and your work. How do they fit together? When do you want to start off?
Well, my work now, having left Hope Street a couple of years ago, is as a teaching artist, and I do a couple different things, but one of the things I'd like to share today is I created a nonprofit called Sing It Out, and it works in rural and small communities in Kansas right now, anyway, and it's connecting young people, middle school students, with elders in their community. And I'm actually doing this here at the gathering this year with the third, fourth, and fifth graders, where we interview an elder in the community, the young people do, and then we turn around and we write a song based on their stories. And so we have about, over the last 10 years in Kansas, about 65 songs written about elders. And what we do, and you'll be able to experience it this week, is that on Monday, today we interviewed, the two classes interviewed, one class interviewed one elder and another class interviewed a second elder. Tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, we will work at putting the story into song. And then on Friday, we will celebrate by having the elders on stage and we'll sing their song and we'll do a little biography about what they shared with us. Like I say, in Kansas, we've done this and I have about 65 songs. And it is just a powerful opportunity to watch young people and elders come together and share their lives together. And for me, that's just a powerful place where spirit can reside. And, you know, stories of young people when they go out and they've never met this elder in their community, you know, say, "That was pretty cool." And I'm like, wow, a seventh grader that says that was pretty cool to be with an elder. So that's the work that I'm doing now. And it's pretty powerful to watch that.
Is your effort at creating peace between the generations, or what are you trying to do by this work?
I think for me, it's just creating the venue, creating that space for young and old to get together, because I don't do anything special when I'm there. It's creating that space. And then once that space is created, it's just amazing what happens in that space. So, yeah.
It leaves the world a better place.
Absolutely. And it strengthens our rural communities in places where young people are ready to get out, and they end up staying because there's a reason to stay in that community, because they hear story after story after story about their town.
Would you like to share some of those songs, or some of that music?
That'd be great.